Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Lee Enterprises is reporting a decrease in revenue for the year. In an earnings report released this morning, the Davenport-based provider of local news and advertising reports revenue of $567 million. That's about an 8% decrease from last year. Advertising and subscription revenue were down, while total digital revenue was up about 7% for the year. The company cut operating expenses by about 7% in 2017. Lee Enterprises owns 50 local newspapers, including the QC Times and the Dispatch Argus. Cedar Rapids voters chose Brad Hart as their new mayor last night. Hart, an attorney, won 54% of the vote in a runoff election against Monica Vernon. Hart says even though it'll be his first time serving public office, he doesn't expect major challenges in his new role.
It's really just working hard to develop some chemistry with the city council and the new council members, making sure we all understand our role and that we're going to leave politics, you know, at the door, and we're just going to make the best decisions for Cedar Rapids. That shouldn't be that hard.
Hart will take over from Mayor Ron Corbett on January 2nd. This week, Happy Joe's is treating special needs kids to a party. It's the 45th year that the pizza and ice cream chain has hosted holiday parties for children with disabilities. Today, at the Taxslayer Center in Moline, DJs, dancers, and other entertainers are performing for hundreds of children and their caregivers. Founder and owner Happy Joe Witte says this party means as much to him as it does the kids.
They talk about this months ahead. The teachers said they can't wait to be here for this. So this is the best Christmas I could ever have. And you shed a few tears and a few laughs by watching what goes on here today.
For local baseball fans, there's just four more months to wait until the Midwest League begins its new season. It opens on April 5th, and last year's champions, the Quad Cities River Bandits, will start 2018 with two home games against Cedar Rapids. Then they'll play the next two games at Cedar Rapids. The 70 home games next year include 13 in a row in June, interrupted only by the All-Star game on June 19th.